Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. And welcome to the second Eurovision podcast vote here on Building Bridges.
This is definitely not our usual episode. We are not doing any interviews today. This is the one show each year where we really put our Building Bridges theme to good use. And we're going to unite podcasts from literally around the world. Our goal today is to find the Eurovision podcast community's winner of the 69th Eurovision Song Contest.
Exactly. Last year, we accurately predicted Nemo in our Eurovision podcast vote, and we delivered a correct result as Nemo went on to win the trophy in Malmö before they smashed it on stage.
Now we're about to meet over 30 podcasters from all over Europe, Australia, even North America. They are from 17 different countries, and they are just as crazy about Eurovision as we are.
And we've got a true mix. Some podcasts focus on interviews, others are known for their deep analysis, some dive into Eurovision's history. So you combine all that, and we're about to hear from a real mixed bag of content creators who know Eurovision inside and out.
Some podcasts on our Europod jury had just their host or hosts vote, while others put out calls to their listeners and added up their votes to get the final points for our scoreboard, while one held a massive party where those in attendance got to vote. Either way, all the votes were submitted before any rehearsal footage from Basel was released to keep things fair.
So without further ado, let the Eurovision Podcast Vote 2025 begin.
Our first set of points for this year will come from last year's host country and a very good friend of ours, Karin from the 12P podcast, is in Stockholm. Go kväll.
Hello, my name is Karin and I'm the host of 12 Poäng or 12 Points, 12 Points, however you want to call it, which is a podcast in Swedish about the history of Eurovision Song Contest and Melodifestivalen in Sweden.
And you're back for a second year. You closed our voting last year, of course, and secured the win for Nemo.
Yes.
And you posted last year, so now you're first giving us your points. Any memory from Malmö stick out from last year?
Oh, my. I think for me, just looking back, it was probably the best lineup we've had in years, I think. The diversity of the entries and just the breadth of things was absolutely amazing. Sure, we remember the politics and the tension surrounding it, but honestly, in the arena, when every single artist was great.
Yes, and we had so much fun.
Yeah.
In the arena and having snacks before the show and all that fun stuff that we did. Did you have trouble making your points for this year?
It was slightly different this year. Due to some limitations for time, I just collected a few of my favorite Eurovision people and we made up a little bit of a jury and we just watched through all the entries and gave our points.
Okay, and where is the 12 going?
Okay, so here it is. The first 12 points, the first 12 points from the 12 Points podcast, obviously. They go to Spain, our diva.
Tak, Karin, and just like that, we have our first points on the board. In addition to the 12 to Spain, 10 points went to Poland and the 8 went to Finland. Now we are off to hear from our friends in Slovakia.
Hello everyone, my name is Blažej and I'm part of the team that produces Slovakia Calling, the first and so far only Eurovision podcast in Slovakia. I am also the first ever representative of Slovakia at FanVision this year in Malta, so if you are going there, I hope to see you there, we can chat, we can sing together, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Nice, very jealous. I love Malta. It's just a little bit far from Canada, so I don't know if I can hop over.
But, yeah, of course.
But quickly, do you think that there's more interest in Eurovision in Slovakia this year, now that Czechia has picked Adonis as their participant?
There definitely is. Adonis had sort of a media tour around here. He has given interviews for lots of radio stations, television broadcasters as well. It seems that Slovaks are finally starting to pay attention to Eurovision, and as part of the OGAE Slovakia Club, we are very happy about it, and we will try to continue with this trend moving forward.
That is wonderful, because I think a lot of fans, even outside of Slovakia, would really love to see you back in the contest. So hopefully that works out really well, and Czechia kind of gets you back in the contest as a result. That would be fantastic. But for now, who are Slovakia Calling's 12 points going to for 2025?
Well, this year, we decided that our 12 points go to the lovely Sona boys from Sweden.
With the points from Slovakia, Sweden has jumped into the lead, with Spain just 1 point behind in second place and Finland trailing in third place. Let's jump over to Ireland now to hear from Seamus and Adrian.
Hi Dave, it's Adrian and Seamus from I'm Sorry 0 points. Thanks for having us on your Eurovision. Thanks for having us on the Building Bridges podcast again.
Yeah, and we're so happy you're back, and we've got Ireland represented again this year, 2 years in a row. How are you finding the year? How are you finding, after all the drama of last year, how's the 2025 edition going for you guys?
Well, less drama, which is always good.
Yeah, a lot quieter. Yeah, less drama, as Seamus said.
Yeah, and that's just like us. We love peace and quiet, don't we, Adrian?
No, not really. That's not really us. We do like a bit of drama, but it's actually been nice and peaceful so far, which is good. Maybe there'll be more drama the closer we get to it.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either. I hope there's not the drama like last year, because last year was strange, I must say, when we were there in the arena.
Still don't think I'm over it.
The trauma.
Hard old Eurovision last year.
I think it's time to move on though, and create different drama, new drama this
new
year.
New drama, exactly.
Yeah. Smutty drama.
Yeah.
Did you have a hard time picking your songs, putting your points together?
Yeah, we actually
choosing
did.
A top 10 was difficult. Yeah,
yeah, we both commented how we actually struggled to get a top 10. Like, normally we're like, oh, what shall I put in my top 10? But this time we both struggled to actually get 10 that we kind of liked. So that was interesting.
Okay, well, people watching on YouTube can already see your points 1 to 10. And do you want to tell us now where your 12 are going?
So our 12 points from I'm Sorry 0 points podcast goes to Austria.
With that 12, Austria moves into third place with 16 points, tied with Finland. Spain is still hanging on to second place with 18 points, and Sweden are still in first place with 26. Now we'll go east to get the points from Lithuania.
Hello everyone. Hi Eurovision fans. I am Tadas and I am from a Lithuanian Eurovision blog. We are called Duze Poa, and it is a funny Lithuanized way to say Duze Poa. We are doing a Eurovision podcast for the sixth Eurovision season already, and overall it's our eighth Eurovision season, because we started in 2018 as a Facebook-only blog.
And how are Lithuanians feeling about your act for this year?
I think that our act this year, Katers, is maybe is a little bit more divisive than a couple of our past contenders. For example, Sylvester Belt, he was adored by everyone everywhere. Maybe it's not exactly the same with Katarsis, but at least in the fandom, among the bloggers in Lithuania, Katarsis is a very much beloved Eurovision act, and they are one of my personal favorites as well. And you will see it in our points. Not unlike in real Eurovision, we are able to vote for our own country in this voting, and we actually did that. But I can tell you honestly that it's completely sincere votes, and it's not been like throughout our 8 years in business that we would put Lithuania up there all the time.
No, and I think most people in the podcast game anyway are like that. Last year we only had one country that gave its own country the 12 points, so very uncommon. And surprising to hear that the divisiveness, because I think the fans outside of Lithuania as well are very happy with your choice, and I think we'll see them for sure on Saturday night in Basel. But anyway, so who is your podcast giving its 12 points to?
Yeah, always dreamed to be that spokesperson for the country, so at least I can do for our blog. So 12 points from Duzepois goes to Sweden.
That was Kai's second 12 points, keeping them firmly in first place. Finland is now in second place with 26 points, and Albania has snuck into third place with 20 points. Speaking of Finland, let's head north and see how they voted.
Hello, my name is Mikko. I'm a Finnish podcaster. My podcast name is Vivoliinin Viisukevät. Of course, you don't know what that means, so it's just like my Vivoliin, me, my own like Eurovision spring. that is translated.
Yeah,
very glad to be here.
Yes, thank you so much. And it seems like it's a really good year to be a Finnish Eurovision fan.
Yes.
We had another famous Finnish Eurovision personality on the podcast recently, Annie from ESC Factful. And she's very excited, but she's in Germany. She's based out of Hamburg now. You're actually in Finland. So what's the vibe like in Finland now about Erika and Finland's chances this year?
Yeah, so I think everyone is just hyping Kai at the moment, but also Erika. But there's been a really huge Kai hype here. So
first year ever the Finns support Sweden unconditionally.
yeah. I don't think that has never happened before.
Well, we're gonna see some history this year for sure. people watching us on YouTube can already see your points 1 to 10, but for everybody, can you tell us who your podcast gives its 12 points to?
My podcast gives 12 points to Austria.
Kiitos, Mikko. Now 5 juries have voted, and let's look at the top 5. Currently, Poland and Spain are tied in 5th place with 18 points each. Albania is in 4th place with 27 points. And with just 1 point more, Austria is in 3rd place. Finland is still in 2nd place with 36 points, 8 points behind Sweden in the lead with 44 points. And our next jury is Spanish and based in the UK, but we're off to say hello to them in Amsterdam.
Good afternoon, Europe. I'm Barbara from the Eurovision Files.
Hey, so first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your podcast? And we can see you on YouTube anyway. You're in somewhere very special, I think. So what's happening today?
So we are a podcast from the UK, even though it's run by two Spanish girls. And today we are in Amsterdam to attend the Eurovision in concert, this big pre-party that happens in Amsterdam.
Oh my, I'm very jealous here in snowy Canada. It's really cold and it looks so nice there to see you outside in the sunshine.
Yes.
So can you tell us who the Eurovision Files are giving its 12 points to?
So our 12 points go to... Ich komme, the Finnish queen, Finland.
Gracias, chicas. We hope you had fun at the pre-party in Amsterdam. It looked like so much fun. But back here on the scoreboard, Austria is in third place now after your points with 38. The 12 you gave to Finland has put them in second place with 48 points, just 1 point behind Sweden in the lead. And now it's off to Sebi's home country of Austria.
Hello from beautiful Vienna. We are Marco and Alkis from Merci Chérie, the Eurovision podcast from Vienna and Frankfurt. Our co-host Sonja isn't with us today. And you will get our votes. We are, of course, very delighted because Austria seems to have a really good chance to win this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, but we are not only love JJ, we also love the spirit of Eurovision, and one important part of this spirit is you cannot vote for your own country.
So good luck, JJ. I think we all will welcome you next year in Austria, maybe. And maybe you can already listen to our podcast from Austria if you speak a little German. Some interviews are in English. But JJ, you are our number one. But our 12 points
go to
Czechia!
Adonis and
Kiss Kiss Goodbye.
Vielen Dank, Marco und Alkes. Interestingly, our top three has not changed despite the Austrian points, as they give no points to Austria, Finland and Sweden, who still have 38, 48 and 49 points respectively. We're off to Ottawa now to see if our Canadian podcast can shake up the top of the scoreboard.
Bonsoir Europe, salut à tous, good evening Europe, hello to all of the Eurovision fans around the world. This is ESC 101 calling from Canada. Thank you Dave and the Building Bridges podcast team for putting on this amazing Eurovision community project. We are a Eurovision history podcast exploring the story of the contest through the lives of its participants. From artists to interval acts, hosts to venues, conductors to countries, and so much more, we reveal the origin stories of both the iconic and the obscure. If you're looking for fascinating trivia facts or a deeper insight into the 70-year history of the world's largest international music competition, ESC 101 has you covered. And we're not just celebrating history, we're making it by giving you the results of ESC 101.
Well, thank you so much for that. And I've got to say, if anyone hasn't listened to your podcast, the amount of stuff you dig up that I thought I was a history buff for Eurovision and didn't know is shocking. So it's definitely, definitely worth a listen. So speaking of your points, how did you come up with them this year?
So similar to last year, we have a 10-point rubric system where we go through different categories of the elements of the song. So the vocals, the originality, the composition, how memorable it is, those sorts of things. So I break down all 37 songs and I give them points out of 10 for each category. And then by the end, each song has a score out of 100. And then I basically put together a ranking list to come up with the top 10. And if there's a tie, then I kind of go through the songs that have tied and say, well, okay, well, this one's just edged out a little bit more than the others. And that actually happened with our top 10 this year. There were two songs, Greece and Albania, that were tied together, but we ended up coming up with a tie-breaking situation. And I'm doing a lot better than Clifford Brown in 1969, who couldn't do the four-way tie and just kind of left it sitting there. So feeling pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably the most complex voting system of any of the podcasts that are part of the vote this year. So congratulations for that. And at the end of all that math and calculations, who did ESC 101 choose for the big 12 points?
Our 12 points, les 12 points, go to the Milkshake Man from Australia.
Well, Alexander's points have helped Albania break back into the top three. They sit in third with 39 points, and Finland is now tied with Sweden at the top of the board with 49 points each. Now we'll build a bridge over to Dublin, where Clementine from Belgium is waiting.
Yes, so thank you so much for having me first. So I'm Clementine, I'm 23, and I proudly represent my own podcast named Climavision. So I'm a Eurovision historian from Belgium, but now I live in Ireland. And so in my podcast, I talk about the history of Eurovision. For instance, my last episode was about the story of Ireland at Eurovision. And the very next one will be about the origins of Eurovision, why and where it started. And let me tell you, it's way earlier than you could think about. So basically, I talk about everything related to Eurovision history, and obviously with a lot of humor and second degree irony. My episodes come out every Friday, so feel free to give a listen to my work on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I'm also on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah, this is my podcast, and this is me, basically.
And you're a fairly new podcast as well, aren't you? So what made you decide to jump into this crazy world of Eurovision podcasts?
So basically, at first, I was making videos on Instagram and TikTok, but I was always a bit frustrated because I really wanted to talk more and I had a lot of things to say. So I thought starting and launching my own podcast was the best way to talk more because it's really, really short to talk about Eurovision history in 2 minutes. So that's why I decided to launch my own podcast. Yay. One more.
One more to add to the pile, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And in this crazy year of 2025, we've got lots of options, lots of different genres and different artists. So where are Clamovision's 12 points going for 2025?
So my 12 points this year, my 12 points this year, there's only thing I'm craving for, and it's a great sauna. So my 12 points go to Sweden, Kaj and Bara Badabastu.
And a big 12 points there for Sweden puts Kai back into first place with 61 points. Finland now trails by 9 points with 52 total. And Austria completes our top three with 46 points. We're staying in Ireland now to go chat with Lou from Eurovision.
Hello, my name is Lou and I am one of the co-hosts of the Eurovision podcast, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
Yes, and I'm sure no one's ever heard of you before. I've been loving your reels and your TikToks because we've interviewed Emmy, but like you've seen her much more obviously being there, and she's been almost like becoming Irish. Like she's been trying, I think, really hard. How do you make out the Irish people? Like are they embracing her, or is she still a bit too foreign? Like how's it going for Emmy?
No, well, I mean, the public vote went for her in Ireland, and like a lot of my local friends and family are like, that song is such a bop. So there's a lot of love for Emmy in Ireland.
Good, good. And I hope she's going to get some points from our podcast juries. And we'll see how she does at the end of the show. But for now, where are Eurovision's 12 points going?
Well, we are a country who loves to swear. And we don't censor anybody on the Eurovision podcast. So, the Eurovision podcast is awarding 12 points to Malta! Serving!
Thank you to the main astronauts of this year's Eurovision in Ireland. Thank you, Lou. 10 podcasts have now voted. So, let's look at the top 5 again. Albania has dropped down to 5th place with 43 points, as Malta's 12 has pushed Serbia up to 4th place with 44 points. In 3rd, it's Austria with 49, and no change to our top 2. It's still a battle between Finland and Sweden, with Erika sitting in 2nd with 52 points and Kai pulling ahead a bit with 67 points. Let's see how our next jury of Lithuanian podcasters in the UK will impact the leaderboard.
Hello, Europe!
We are Eurovision is my religion podcast.
For friends who gather weekly at the heart of London.
And we serve sometimes controversial but always honest Eurovision banjo.
All right, so where did the idea come from for the podcast and to call it like your religion? It's almost very serious.
It came to us in a vision.
A Eurovision?
Exactly. We saw the light and all four of us met in one spot near a stone. And
but on a more serious note, I guess we, for many years, obviously, we have been following Eurovision and having gatherings just to watch Eurovision songs and have fun and banter, as we said. And a couple of years ago, we thought, well, why don't we just start recording this banter? Maybe some other people will enjoy it as well.
I think we also wanted to relieve the pressure of our friends having to listen to us talk about Eurovision.
Yes.
And we thought we'll channel it to the rest of the world and outside of our close friends group.
I think that's why every podcast gets started for Eurovision. Yeah, 100%. So did you find it hard to come to a consensus on your points, or was it very easy for you?
It was very mechanical. We had an Excel spreadsheet. Yeah, very democratic.
Mathematics.
Very serious operation happened. But yeah, mathematics defined our winner.
Okay, I like that. Your Excel is my best friend too, so I totally get it. And what did Excel tell you? Who is your 12 points going to for 2025?
Okay, so our points go
to
Inkomme! Finland!
Finland!
After those votes, Austria still holds third place with 49 points. The 12 to Finland puts them at 64 points, just 6 points behind Sweden, who still lead with 70 points now. Time to head down under to visit our first Australian jury. Good day, Dale.
G'day, it's Dale from Aussie Vision here. We are an Australian podcast, but also a massive site with a huge team who are very dedicated to Eurovision and get up very, very early in the morning all year round, basically. And we're really excited to be part of this show.
Yeah, and we're so happy to have you here. We missed you last year, so happy to have you for second edition anyway. And of course, you've got one of the most talked about acts this year with Gojo. How are Aussies feeling about his chances in Basel?
Yeah, Aussies are really pumped by Gojo. I think at first we had that initial like, wow, we're going into the more kind of, I guess, fun entries, which is very unusual for Australia, but we've really embraced it. And also I think it helps that Gojo's really embraced it. Like when we have an artist who just loves Eurovision, who loves the fans, he was here at a Brisbane Eurovision preview party the other week, just meeting with all the fans, and he was just brilliant. And you know what? Look, yes, there's the fun element of the song, but it's actually really well put together and quite catchy. And I think we'll get a little bit more jury love than people expect, because quite a lot of Eurovision artists are loving it. And we just also love the fact that fans love the song, and we kind of just want some public vote. So if you can vote for Australia, it'll make us feel a little bit more welcome, because we sometimes struggle with that public vote.
Well, we just had Kyriakos on actually for a review series, and he just happened to pick the episode where Australia is in for semi-final two, of course. And he said the exact same thing, and don't know if opening the semi helps or not, but you get all the votes in the semi-final, and then people forget in the final. I don't know what's happening, but...
Well, the thing is, opening the semi, I'm not too worried. We should hopefully, fingers crossed, get through, and it just means that we won't open the grand final. So I'd rather get it out of the way in the semi-final than the grand final.
Fair enough. So our listeners have no idea what's going on, but our viewers on YouTube can see your points 1 to 10. So how did Team Aussie Vision come up with their 12, and was it a hard decision?
Well, yes, we do a big team ranking every year. So everyone ranked first to 37th of all the songs. We averaged it all out, and we had a very clear winner. Every single person had it in their top 10, which I don't think has ever happened before for us.
Okay, and who is the 12 going to?
And our 12 points, it's going to Finland, Erika Wickman. Congratulations, Erika.
Well, those points certainly changed the leaderboard. Malta has now moved into third place with 54 points, and Finland and Sweden are tied at the top with 76 points each. So now let's head back across the pond for our first points from the US.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Ben from the EuroWhat. We are two Americans trying to make sense of the Eurovision Song Contest. I am one of those Americans. Anyways...
Yeah, and I what I love about the EuroWatt, like I said, told you last year, you were, I think, the very first podcast I ever found on Eurovision, and the deep dives. Like, I still remember you did one on Albania and the evolution of Festival I Kengis, and to this day, that's the reason I got into watching that national final. Went down such a rabbit hole. I was researching articles and reading. It was fantastic. You took a week of my life away, but it was totally worth it.
Happy to help.
So how did you guys figure out your points, and how easy was it to do?
Oh, I mean, Mike and I are both just like, I think that our love language is spreadsheet. Just like as with so many things with behind the scenes of our show, we made a spreadsheet, we did some tabulation, we did some hiding of columns so as not to influence one another, but like it shook out. We figured out our 10 for each of the semifinals, threw that into like a final ranker, and now we have some points.
Very exciting. And people watching on YouTube can see your points 1 to 10 for now. But do you want to do the big reveal? Who is the Eurowatt giving us 10 points or 12 points to?
Yeah, no, like the Eurowatt's 12 points go to Albania. L'Albanie.
L'Albanie, 12 points.
Thank you, Ben and Mike, for your point. Despite the 12th to Albania, Zierm remains just out of the top three. Malta remains in third place with 62 points, 20 behind Finland in second place at 82 points, and just 4 behind Sweden, who is back in the lead with 86. Let's find out what they think of the class of 2025 in Barcelona.
Bona nit, good evening. We are Frecuencia Eurovisiva from Catalonia in Spain, and here are our results. Our 12 points go to Austria.
Merci, Barcelona. Your points to Austria and Albania were not enough to get them back into the top three, as Malta still holds on to the third place at 66 points. Now 22 points behind Finland in second place with 88 points. But Erika is just 1 point behind Kai for first place. Let's see what our second podcast from Lithuania will do to the scoreboard.
Hello, my name is Justas. I'm from Eurodiena, which is a Lithuanian podcast about Eurovision. I would like to say we are the first ones, but the funny story is that a Lithuanian Eurovision podcast launched at the same evening. So we're basically twins with deux de poids. We love those guys. Hi to them. That's just a short info about us.
We've been asking as well, like how Lithuania has been doing. Like, is Eurovision getting more popular in Lithuania, do you think?
I mean, since 2006, when Lithuania reached its all-time high at Eurovision, which is sadly still sixth place up until this year, people have been actually crazy about Eurovision. And I think I wouldn't say it's getting like more crazier, it's just constantly crazy. Like our national broadcaster, Eurovision is every single year the most watched television program. People are always very invested. People always hate Lithuanian songs, even though they choose them themselves. Last couple of years we had, for example, the Roop or Sylvester, who had a bit more support, I'd say, from everyone. But again, this year with Catharsis, it's a bit different from what, I don't know, I would say, for like casual viewers, what they like. So they have a lot of love and a lot of hate. There's nothing in the middle. So it's just either white or black for them, I think. But I'm the white one. I support them so much. I think this is one of the best songs we've ever sent. It's very unique, and I hope it will get what it deserves in Eurovision.
It is, and it'll stand out because of that, I think. Especially this year, yeah, where you've got a lot of pop and a lot of bangers. It'll definitely get a vote from a certain group of people, you know, who don't like all the other songs.
Exactly. We're lucky that in the Montenegro's, for example, national final, I've supported Barjak with Dva Srca, which is a rock song, and now I'm kind of glad they didn't choose them, because now we're just the only ones, and we have I think a good chance of standing up. Yeah,
perfect. I wish something would happen in Canada that made Canadians notice Eurovision all of a sudden. Why you end up making a podcast so you have people to talk to about it.
I mean, since Canada is now like in conflict with USA, you can just join European Union or something, you know?
Could you start telling more people that? Because I would absolutely love that. I would love to have an EU passport. You'll never get rid of me.
I mean, it would make sense. Like, Canada is a bit like Australia, maybe, I think. So if the interest was in Eurovision a bit more, like, yeah, maybe you could get in, but I would be glad.
Maybe in 20 or 30 years. but until then, where are your 12 points going?
Well, our 12 points, 10 people actually voted from Eurodiana, and we got valid results. And our 12 points, mūsų 12 balų, goes to the one that is coming for that revenge, and that is Erika Wickman from Finland, Suomi.
Thank you, Justas. 15 podcasts are now voted, so we're back looking at the top 5 once again. Albania, Malta, and Austria continue to trade places between 5th and 3rd. Currently, we've got Albania in 5th, they've got 63 points. Malta in 4th place, just ahead with 66. And 1 point more, it's Austria in 3rd place with 67. So very close there, and we've also got a very close race at the top of the leaderboard. Sweden is now just 1 point behind Finland for first place. It's Erika's first lead of this pod vote. So let's find out now how Jack's podcast is voted in South Australia.
Hello, Building Bridges, coming to you from the land down under. It is Camp Eurovision, and my name is Jack. Very excited to be a part of the project for a second year. Very excited to throw the cats among the pigeons one more time. Or do you throw pigeons among cats? It's one or the other.
I don't know. That's an Aussie expression. We don't use that one. But
is it really? Okay.
It is. I think so. We don't use it. Maybe the Brits do. I don't know. But okay. Yeah, you've got Gojo. Things are looking good. How are things on your end? Like, are the Aussies supporting him? And, you know, he seems like he's a big name.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't call him a big name. I know he's very big on TikTok. But I don't know if you saw this. As soon as our song came out, the Prime Minister was being interviewed on the radio. They got him to say, sweet, sweet, yum, yum. And now he's ahead in the polls, which he wasn't a little while ago. So the magic of Gojo, I think he'll do very well.
You know, we're in elections here in Canada. I think the first one running that says that's who will get my vote, if I can get one of them to say that. But now, can I get you to say something? Can I get you to say Camp Eurovision's 12 points or 12 points for 2025?
Of course you can. Camp Eurovision's 12 points in 2025. Coming to you this year. Last year I was recording in Vienna. Now I'm back in Australia. And my 12 points go to Bara Bastu from Sweden. I'm a little bit predictable.
Well, Camp Eurovision gave no points to Albania, Malta or Austria, so JJ remains in third place with 67 points, but now Finland is only 3 points behind Sweden as they have 108 and 111 points respectively. We head back to the States now to hear from our friends, the Eurovangelists.
Hey everybody, I'm Jeremy from Eurovangelists.
Hi, I'm Oscar, also from Eurovangelists.
And I'm Dimitri. Sometimes I'm allowed on your evangelist.
And we're here to give you our 12 points for what we have decided are the top 10, at least for the Eurovangelists. At least for the Eurovangelists.
We thought about it a lot. Like, feelings were hurt. Someone said a bunch of racial slurs. It was a whole thing.
You know, I'd like to point out that I'm the only one who had songs that all of my top 10, one of the other two of you also rated it in their top 10. The two of you are the ones who had picks that were outside of the top 10.
And you know
the thing
what?
Is, if you listen to your evangelists, you know that Dimitri and I inhabit opposite spectrums, you know? So, and I think Jeremy falls somewhere in between.
I, like our host country this year, I'm the Switzerland of Eurovangelists, maintaining vital neutrality throughout this process.
That's the thing. Even with all that consternation and fighting, I think we came to a conclusion.
I feel pretty good about this
topic.
I think it's
very much behind.
Yeah. So let's start with our 1 point. Are we just doing the 12?
You muted yourself, Dave.
Sorry, we can just do the 12 because we'll be here forever otherwise.
Yeah, all I was right. Going to say, I wasn't sure. My bad.
That's all right. You already sent those in, so I'll just cut this little bit. I was going to say, Yes, because you already, I was going to ask you about the voting, but you already kind of answered that. So,
okay, great.
Yeah, How are you finding the overall quality of the songs this year compared to last year? Because we've had some comments on that.
I'll put it to this way. Last year, I think the overall quality was higher. I think that the ceilings this year are higher. I think the floor is also lower.
Yeah, I also think, and I know Oscar's had this experience too, there's certain songs when I first heard them, I was like, that song's fine. And then the more I listen to it, I'm like, oh, actually, that song might be good. Or at the very least, not. It was not fair of me to write that song off. I think that song maybe got a shot.
All right. Who has the privilege of giving your evangelist 12 points for 2025?
Give him the points, Oscar. You do it.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. I gotta find the thing first.
we only chose one for 12. There's one country.
Yeah, I don't have the piece of paper or the email.
It's Albania.
Oh, it's Albania. Okay. Ahem. We, your evangelists, would love to award our 12 points, our douze points, to Albania.
There we go. Yes.
Thanks to Dimitri, Oscar, and Jeremy for those points, and they have had quite the impact. Albania has jumped into third place with 75 points, and Sweden and Finland have tied again, now with 115 points each. Now it's time to hear from a podcast that our listeners know well and get some points from Jan in Ljubljana.
Hi everyone, this is Jan and I'm one third of Building Bridges podcast. And yes, finally the time has come to reveal our top 10 and the final 12 points. It's such a great year, I would say, this year. It was such a tough decision who to award the main 12 points, but at the end we came to the conclusion, or I came to the conclusion anyway. My 12 points are going to Sweden.
Hvala for announcing those points, Jan. I guess we missed the memo. We forgot to give any points to Finland. Oops. But our 10 to Albania does keep them in third place with 85 points. Now 30 behind Finland in second place, a huge gap there. And the 12 we gave to Sweden broke the tie, so now Kai are sitting alone in first with 127 points. So let's find out if the listeners of the Eurotrip will affect the leaderboard. Let's hear from Rob in the UK.
Hi, I'm Rob Lily Jones, and I'm the host of the Eurotrip, the world's favorite Eurovision podcast.
Yes, and congratulations are in order, I think, for your recent nuptials, so fantastic news there.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, got married not too long ago, and very excited. As exciting as that was, very exciting to be going to Basel, and my wife will not be coming with me, I should add.
That's probably a good thing. Keep her home, keep her safe from all the Euro fans.
I think so. She likes Eurovision, but she very much enjoys watching it with a glass of wine on the sofa in the comfort of our home, whereas, you know, I'm there in the thick of the action for the whole week. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, fair enough. And how are you finding this year so far compared to last year?
I think it's fascinating. It's been really great to chat to a lot of the artists this year. I think we've got a really good class. I think it's really nice to see how they've all been getting on with one another. And I think actually the vibes this year seem to be a lot more positive. So I've already said looking forward to getting there in Switzerland and what we're going to be getting up to. But yeah, I think we're in for a good year. And I think what's great about this year as well is it's so unpredictable. I don't think we're going into this knowing necessarily who's going to be up the top of the leaderboard. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah, and I saw a little post very recently that about this time last year when we're speaking, the number one in the bookie odd was, of course, Baby Lasagna by a lot, and Nemo was only down with 8%. So you don't ever know.
You never know. And that's what's great about Eurovision, right? You know, what you might love, I might not like, and vice versa. So that's what makes all our opinions so special, because they're all valuable.
Yeah, exactly. So how did the Eurotrip come to a consensus on their points this year?
So this was really interesting. I would say that I was surprised by our points. So I asked the listeners to collate all of their favorites, send them through to me. So yeah, I'm pleased to announce that the 12 points from the Eurotrip podcast go to Germany.
Thanks so much, Rob. Some love there for Germany. However, our top three has not changed, with Albania still in third with 92 points now, Finland in second with 121 points, 16 points behind Sweden with 137 total. Time to find out now what Scandibop, our first Danish podcast, thinks is best.
Hi, so nice to see you. I'm Maya, and I'm from the podcast Eurovision Unlocked, which is a Danish podcast actually about all the secrets behind Eurovision. So I kind of, in every episode, lock up the door to all the secrets of Eurovision. It's about the history, the politics, and also, of course, the music. I myself have been a Eurovision fan for, yeah, probably as long as I can remember. But I think that many people just think, especially here in Denmark, think that Eurovision is kind of cringe and is just about music and fandom. So with my podcast, I also try to tell the story of what Eurovision is also about, how much of the European history through the years has been seen in the Eurovision, on the Eurovision stage. So that's what my podcast is about.
Yeah, and very interesting too, because of course when Copenhagen first hosted back in the 60s, there was a lot going on and a lot happened on stage that year too. yeah. But we won't waste anyone's time talking about that because that's a long story. But you recently hosted in 2014, sorry, after winning in 2013. Mm-hmm. And I think that stage that year was still the most beautiful, spectacular hosting that we've had. That was incredible. But since then, Denmark's had a bit of a rough go. So how do you think like the Danish public is reacting to Sissel this year and her crazy antics and her song?
I personally love Sissel, but I think that in the Danish public votes, there's been like these mixed reactions. I mean, people love her and her personality, but there was a lot during the national selection at Dansk Melodi Grand Prix who thought that she shouldn't be the winner. And I think that is because a lot of the Danish public voters often likes music that is more like what we hear in the radio here in Denmark and don't really vote for what would do well on the Eurovision stage. And I think that has been the problem in actually a lot of years in Denmark, that we probably send something that is a nice song that you can hear on the radio, but it just isn't enough for the Eurovision stage. But I think that Sissel and the team behind Sissel this year really takes Eurovision seriously this year. There will be costume changes, there will be a lot of much better staging, they have told us. So I really think that Sissel has a chance this year and that the people in Denmark really think that, yeah, we can get back in the final, break the curse.
Yeah, you're unfortunately the country now with the longest record of non-qualification, but hopefully this year that'll end. And so we cross our fingers, and we also are waiting very patiently for the 12 points from Eurovision Unlocked. So where are they going this year?
Okay, so the 12 points from Eurovision Unlocked are going to Austria.
Pak Maya, with that 12 points, Austria moves into third place with 95 points. Albania is just 3 points behind in fourth place, while Malta has fallen back a bit in fifth place with 74 points. Finland still in second place there with 126 points, 17 behind Sweden, who remain in first. Now let's find out what Greece's biggest Eurovision podcast thinks of this year's set of songs.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We are Alkopodis Free, the Greek Eurovision podcast, but not the only Greek Eurovision podcast. Is there anything else you would like to say about us?
Yeah, maybe we are the biggest Greek European podcast.
and we are very happy that we are not alone anymore.
Yeah.
In the Eurovision podcasting universe here in Greece.
In Greece. That says something maybe about our influence. No. Let's stop bragging.
Somebody stop you. Yeah.
Let's stop bragging about ourselves.
Well, the one thing I've learned doing this project is there is certainly no lack of choice around Europe when it comes to Eurovision podcasts. There's everything in almost every language, so people are really spoiled if they want a good podcast. So how are you guys finding Basel 2025 versus Malmö last year? Are you liking it more? Were you more into it last year?
I wouldn't say that we like it more. Personally, I'm kind of conflicted. Like, I don't know if I like the year or not, as of yet. I will know when I see the Eurovision. Like, if I like the live performances or not.
I would say that for the most of us, in the full picture is not better than last year, not even close. But personally, I absolutely love my top 12, to say. It's under the 20th place where the things got tricky and not good. And like last year, where you can see in the 30th place something that truly unique. If you like it or not, it's your taste.
Let's say that there is a big mismatch of quality between some plenty of entries, like top 10, and above that, there's a huge gap, at least for us. But I think that when time comes, we will enjoy the shows and everything that this year has to offer.
And of course, this year has some diamonds.
Yes, and I think a lot of people are saying the same thing and have the same feelings. There's a bigger gap this year, I think, between the top and the bottom. But we'll leave it there. We'll let the scoreboard talk for itself. And I think this is the time that you get to kick some of the people out of the room and announce so, Alkopod is free's 12 points.
It was really nice to see you this year, too. So,
bye. Let us disappear. Bye-bye.
So maybe we'll say as well why they had to leave.
So everybody has to leave because we didn't have the time to record our top 37 as of yet. So only I know the results and they don't know the results of our top yet. We like to keep it a secret. It's a thing between us because it's like more exciting not to know. And I will give you our 12 points. This year, lads, kind of predictably, I would say, our 12 points go to Albania.
I wonder what the boys thought of those points after. I mean, they must know the results by now. But Greece's 12 puts Albania back in third place with 104 points. They're still 22 behind Finland in second place with 126, who themselves are now 20 points behind Sweden, who are still in the lead with 146 points. We're going back to the UK now to hear from a very international podcast.
My name is Franziska van Waarden, and I'm one of the hosts of the Eurowa podcast Wrap Up, and these are our points.
So how did Team Eurovoix come to a consensus on the vote? Because I know the whole Team Eurovoix is bigger than the podcast team. So did you include everybody or was it just the podcast group?
No, we included the whole team on this. I think it's nice and it gives like a more balanced vote. So we did include everyone from Eurovoix.
So that's pretty good because you've got people from across Europe on the team, right?
Yes, across Europe and also outside of Europe. So we're really international like that.
Perfect. So I can't wait now to hear who the 12 points are going to, because you must have a very good, cohesive result.
Our 12 points go to Switzerland. So according to Eurovoix, we should stay in Switzerland and not go anywhere this year.
Voyage avec toi.
And those were the first 12 points to Switzerland and Zoe, that puts Voyage in 16th place with just 30 points in total. Back in the top 3, Albania is holding on to 3rd place with 109 points, Finland still in 2nd with 134, and with 152, Kai remains in 1st place. Let's see if our next jury from Germany will be as generous to their Swiss neighbors.
Hello, I'm Johannes.
And I'm Bernhard. I'm going to prepare our 12 points.
We are the Euromission podcast, Dein ESC podcast from Germany, and we are weekly.
So how is the vibe in Germany going just before Eurovision? We're very close now. You've picked an Austrian brother and sister. How are people in Germany reacting?
I think very mixed. Some like it a lot, some don't like it. It's very mixed, I think so.
Okay, so how did you guys come together to do your points? Did you just take your own points and mix them together? Did you ask your viewers this year?
Yeah, we mixed it with, we have a song check with some guests, and we mixed it with our community together, and this is our points together with the community.
Okay, fantastic. So where are the 12 points from Euromission going this year?
Our 12 points go to...
Congratulations! Well, who says that Germans don't have a sense of humor? If you haven't seen the video, the German podcast announced their points by rolling in some exercise balls, similar to those used by Mariana when she performs serving. Despite the 12 to Malta, Mariana is still in 5th place. Albania remain in 3rd with 109. Finland securely in 2nd with 138, and Sweden now extend their lead with 162 total points. Time to head to Barcelona again to talk to an amazing podcast made up of 3 Eurovision experts from different countries who run their own international podcast. Sounds very familiar.
Good evening from Barcelona. I'm so happy to be with you guys tonight. My name is Ivana. I'm representing Laugh Laugh Please Please podcast. My colleagues Sam and John could not be here tonight, but they did share some points with us that you will see on the screen. This is how the expert, super mega expert jury of Laugh Laugh Please Please podcast voted so far.
Well, that's a very unique name for a podcast. I'm guessing I know where it came from.
Try. Let's see how well you know Eurovision.
Maybe it came from Stockholm 2016. I'm just going to guess. It was born there.
Correct.
So what makes your podcast so unique and so cool?
Well, we are 3 friends that just realized that we do talk about Eurovision quite a lot. So we just decided to add mics to that and see if anybody would listen. As many other podcasters, we also do interviews with the artists, but we do like the whole history part of Eurovision, especially me. Like our listeners will know, I'm the history buff and the classics connoisseur, as my colleagues like to call me. So we do a lot of random topics, really whatever comes to our mind, and then we try to connect it through Eurovision and through different songs. And recently we did, because we're trying not to repeat songs that we talk about in each episode, no matter how random the topic might be. And we did the math because we're keeping track of all the songs that we've mentioned. And we so far talked about 410 songs we mentioned in the past 4 years that we've been doing, and not counting the current songs, the ones that are going ongoing in the season. We will get back to those when they become classics.
Wow. Well, in a few years, you'll run out after another, 1,300 or so?
I think we're good. I think you're good. Still have a few more seasons in.
Okay. Well, before that happens, do you want to share your podcast 12 points with us?
Absolutely. I'm super in the zone. This is very exciting for me. Laugh, Laugh, Please, Please give its 12 points to, drumroll, Denmark.
Thank you for the 12 points to Sisal as she climbs into 7th place. At the top, though, Albania is still in 3rd with 116 points. Zierm is now 24 points behind Finland, who has 140, and Sweden have moved further ahead. They've got 172 points total now. So we're going to go back to Denmark and get some more points.
Yeah, so we are Eurovision Fan Club, or Eurovision Fan Club, as you would say in Danish. And we're a fan podcast hosted by the University Radio here in Copenhagen.
Perfect. So what was it like last year having Eurovision tantalizingly close to Copenhagen, just across the bridge?
It was, first of all, very practical for us to be able to go and see Eurovision, and then ending up in your own bed at night. That was very, very nice. Maybe a little bit boring in terms of like going to Eurovision. It's not that special to go to Malmö from but it was very, very nice. Although like the vibe was kind of tense with Eurovision last year, as you know, so it felt kind of like a subject that was on everybody's lips, and nobody was that comfortable talking about it. Because there is a very big pro-Palestine movement in Copenhagen as well, so it's just like, it's a very confusing time, but we enjoyed it.
So if the bookies are right, we're headed back to Sweden next year. Would you be happy or would you be upset with that?
I think we would be happy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Maybe Stockholm?
Maybe Stockholm, just for the variation, but...
So that's not the... close.
Yeah, but the way Sweden has turned around and like sent a more experimental, for them, kind of consistent is just very exciting. So now we like, we can see it happening again. Yeah.
But it is kind of boring.
a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
But with that said, people watching on YouTube can see your first points 1 to 10. So where are the Danish 12 points going?
Well, the Danish, we are Scandinavian, so the Danish 12 points go to Sweden.
Surprise.
Original.
25 juries have now voted, just 6 more to go. So let's take a quick look at the top 5 before we enter the home stretch. Malta is catching up now with 98 points in 5th place, just 9 behind Austria in 4th with 107 points. Albania remains in 3rd, where they have been for some time now, with 111 points. Meanwhile, Finland and Sweden continue to pull away from the pack with 148 and 184 points respectively. Let's see now if some British queens can change things on the leaderboard.
Hello, we're Eurovision Queens. I'm Andy.
I'm Ryan.
And we have a podcast, do we not?
We do. We talk all about Eurovision and national finals.
Yeah, but we're a bit picky about which national finals we choose.
We are. But,
yeah. We're not feeling this season so much as previous years. We preferred 23 and 24. Struggled to find a top 10, did we not?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and you're not the only podcast either that had a bit of trouble this year, as far as I can tell. Yeah.
We could easily do you a top 10 of non-qualifiers.
Wow. Yeah, maybe we'll come back and do another scoreboard over the summer of the non-qualifiers. We can do another vote and see how that goes. So you've been to Melfest, you were at the London Eurovision party. Does anything stand out this year for you guys on your podcast?
I think there's some really good, strong performers. There's a lot that we do like, to be fair.
Vocally,
yeah.
Yeah, there's some real talent this year, yeah. Yeah, there's not any really bum vocalists for a change.
It's more that the songs aren't up there. The songs, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a broken record. We've heard that many, many times. We've had guests on doing reviews, and it's kind of the same thing. Really good singers this year, but the quality of the songs isn't always there for it. And we'll see if a country will rise. We'll tick both boxes and take the win. And until then, where are the Eurovision Queens giving their 12 points?
Well, Eurovision Queens give their 12 to...
Sweden.
Sweden! Kai Barabadabastu!
had to be done.
Thanks, Andy and Ryan, for being back this year. And your 12 points to Sweden increased the lead of Kai to 48 points ahead of Finland. Albania hold on to a third place by 10 points over Malta, who just passed Austria for fourth place. And now we build a bridge to Qatar to get the points from a Spanish podcast.
Well, so I'm Carlos. I'm one of the members from Euromovidas, which is a Spanish podcast, Eurovision focused podcast. And we were born in 2019. And we are more humor. It's our content is more humor, like irreverent. We kind of do memes, memes all the time about Eurovision, what's going on, about the Eurovision season, and of course about Benidorm Fest, which is now our first election, our method to choose the Eurovision representative.
Now that sounds like a fun way for those of us that have learned Spanish or are learning Spanish to keep up with the language. So you're going to notice some listeners from Canada, I think, in the coming weeks.
Oh,
that's
great!
Fantastic.
Yes.
So how did?
And we are from a lot of different parts of Spain. Like, for example, I'm from Madrid, but there's people from Andalusia, like three of the team, from Catalonia, from Barcelona, from Asturias, okay. From the north. So we are. You know, like from all parts of Spain, kind of.
Yeah,
and we are all represented there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. So, how did the team come together and create the points this year?
Well, we every year we do like our top. This year it was called like the greatest top or something like that. I don't remember. Yeah, I think so. And like we all meet together via the platform we normally use to record our podcast. In this case, the topic is a video podcast because our fans like kind of demand this content that we posted on YouTube on all our platforms. And we all ranked the Eurovision entries, and we do this basic Excel like. You know, to get the medium average points, and that's why we get these results. You're gonna see, and I'm gonna tell.
Perfect. Well, those people listening on Spotify don't know a whole lot yet, but those watching us on YouTube can see your points 1 to 10. So, do you want to reveal to everybody where the 12 from Euromovidas is going?
Yes, first of all, I would say something my colleague said I should say here, which is Al cielo con esa diva. And now our 12 points go to Germany.
Gracias, Carlos. Another 12 for Germany. That moves Baller into sixth place. They've got 77 points. Albania is now back firmly in third place with 124 points, while Finland has 148, and Sweden is still in first place. What will Liz from 12 Points think of all this? Let's give her a call and find out.
Bonjour, guten Tag, privet! Hello, it is Liz from the 12 Points podcast, and let me say mwah, 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 mwah to everyone.
Well, I think we're awake now, no matter what time zone we're in the world.
So that's what we're here to do, keep you honest, keep you awake.
Of course, of course. So how are you finding this year's crop of artists in 2025?
Well, it is such an interesting batch. My favorite bit is that I love to see France being humiliated by the rest of the world just being French so much better than they have. What could we say? The UK is back to its true form and being bloody awful as always. The other thing, and I feel I must say it here, everyone here in Australia would desperately like to say to Europe, we are so, so sorry about any creepy feelings that you may experience whilst watching The Milkshake Man. We thoroughly apologize, and we can't wait for the people in Prague to make a horror film about The Milkshake Man.
What were those movies called?
The hostel movies?
Yeah. Milkshake Man.
Except it'll just be a creepy Australian in a van, and you'll just hear this really slow, ominous din, 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 like the tinging of his van as he comes along to show his chest to you against your will, whether you want to see it or not, and try to put milk in you. Oh, no thank you. Ditch the dairy.
That is, I think, the best ad for veganism I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, if this performance of the Milkman from Australia, if this doesn't see a 200% increase immediately in veganism, I will be shocked. Absolutely shocked. Everyone's ditching the dairy after this.
Well, let's see if you can keep shocking us. So the people watching us on YouTube can see your points 1 to 10. Are you going to shock us with your 12? Where is it going?
Well, I thought because we are in Switzerland, I should try and keep it neutral, not be too biased. But then shots were fired and I said, kiss, kiss, goodbye to neutrality. Ah, Adonis. Swing to Dushwa all the way, Chechia. We love you. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Thank you to our cat enthusiast from Adelaide. With no points to Finland or Austria, Sweden's lead has grown to 59 points ahead of Finland. However, the battle for bronze is heating up as Malta, Austria and Albania are all within 9 points of each other for third place. Time to find out what our podcast jury from Poland thinks.
Hello everybody, I'm Kasia from Eurovisa.org and our podcast is 12 points.
Is so how is, yeah, that's great. Now, how is Poland feeling this year about sending Gaia? Is interest up this year in Poland, perhaps?
I think most of people, especially in fandom, are very, very happy. And I think we feel pretty confident this year. We are confident that we're going to qualify finally, and I think we are safe. And then, you know, we'll see what happens in final. I think this year everything can happen, so we are prepared for everything.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement too outside of Poland about Justyna this year. I mean, I was shocked last year when Luna didn't qualify, but maybe that was just me, I don't know. But
I was really excited and I was really surprised also because all the countries voting in our semi-final last year were just perfect for us because a lot of people from Poland live there. But we also felt pretty confident last year. But, you know, it is Eurovision. Everything can happen when you least expect it.
That is very true. People watching on YouTube can already see your points 1 to 10 on the scoreboard, so now we're curious to find out where Poland's 12 points are going this year.
So our 12 points this year go to Finland and Erika Wikman.
Wow, with just 2 juries to go, the top 3 includes Albania with 134 points, Finland in second place with 160, and still in the lead, Sweden, who have 215 points now. And only 2 more juries, we're about to find out how New York has voted.
Hello, everyone. We are Mysteries of the Euroverse, a podcast set in New York that is targeting an American audience. My name is Magnus. I grew up with the festival, and this is...
And I am Charlie. I grew up in Brooklyn and still have no idea what Eurovision is.
Yes, what? The dynamic of the podcast is very much how to introduce Eurovision to an audience that might not be super familiar with it to begin with.
Yeah, but we do deep dive into the history, the politics. We in addition to covering each year's Eurovision, we try to find stories from deep into the history of Eurovision and talk about some of the most interesting, intense moments over the course of Eurovision's nearly 70-year history.
Yeah, and then we play some games with some American pop culture personalities where we live on the podcast introduce people to Eurovision.
Yes. So we've had Eurovision winners, we've had Eurovision
Tony winners.
Stars of stage and screen. So if you would like to listen, we are Mysteries of the Euroverse.
Yes, we've got your Instagram on the screen right now as well for those watching on YouTube, along with your points 1 to 10. And I think that's the best part I love about your podcast, because you never know who you're going to have on. And even as a Canadian, which I think Europeans assume are the same as Americans, half the time I'm like, who is this person they're interviewing? But like, that's the best part, when you're like explaining to them what Eurovision is and getting their take. It's fantastic. So,
and I will say, for our Canadian listeners, we do this year have a two-part Celine Dion special, which features many Canadians on it over the course of two episodes.
Yes, some people would say she is Canadian, so that is accurate. depends who you ask. But we won't get into that here.
Yeah.
That's a bit too political for the moment. But anyway, I hear you guys had a really fun way of getting your points this year.
Yes. So we kind of repeated what we did last year, where we did what we call Mysteries of the Eurovision Live. So split over 4 weeks. We reviewed all the songs of this year's Eurovision with a live audience in New York nightlife at Rise Bar. So everyone in the audience, they actually submitted their points and we tallied them. So our points is our listeners' points.
Yeah, we have no opinions ourselves.
Did you at least vote with the crowd?
No.
We did not. We didn't do this last year because it just felt maybe a little bit too leading.
Listen. Here's the thing. In America right now, election integrity is people don't really trust the election. So yeah. we try to be as neutral as possible.
Obviously. And also, like if we saw Martin Østerdahl like rolling around on that Eurovision voting app, we might be a little skeptical about.
Fair enough. We deserve. I think one. Fair American election per cycle, right?
This is what we per cycle is a high bar these days, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, with that in mind, where did your audience put the 12 points?
So our 12 points went to drumroll, and doing this in different screens, let's see if we can do it at the same time, Charlie.
Oh no.
Drumroll and Finland.
Sadly, we were not able to find a Swiss Eurovision podcast. We are not even sure if one exists, but we have the next best thing. Let's head over to Basel to get our last set of points for 2025.
Hello Europe, hello Building Bridges podcast. This is Basel calling.
Yes, we are Marco, aka from the Ding Dong Song Festival podcast, the Dutch Eurovision podcast, and we're actually at Sint-Jakobshalle in Basel. We're already here to discover what beauty this city has to offer. There's over 40 museums here. Everything is walkable. The Rhine goes straight to the city. The people are very nice. The cocktails are very delicious.
And it means that the three shows are taking place right here in this venue. So we thought we'd come and check it out already. Eurovision fever is truly building here in Basel. And that means it's going to be a very exciting year, because this is a year where we feel, and we've been discussing on our podcast, that there's not really a clear winner yet. There's not really those clear favorites where we're like, oh, that's going to win. Everything is going to come down to what those 37 acts will prove in here during rehearsals when we see their staging and, of course, very important vocals and choreo. But it's been a tough year, so we've been deciding and deliberating between our points who's going to get them, because there's a lot of choices here.
There's a lot of choice. I mean, there's ballads, there's pop songs, there's dance tracks, there's culture. We've got rock, we've got all kinds of languages. I mean, I could name all 37 countries right now, but we have decided on the 12 points. And our 12 points from us, the Dutch Eurovision Podcast Ding Dong, go to Malta!
Congratulations, Malta, on your 12 points. You will definitely be serving some this year. Now, if you want to follow our adventures, you can definitely do that. You can follow at Eurovision Podcast on Instagram. You can also find our YouTube channels. So even if you don't follow any Dutch, you can find all of our interviews with the contestants of this year here and all of our adventures, because trust me, we'll be getting up to a lot. So from Basel, Switzerland, where hopefully a lot of you will be coming or watching all across the world, we'll see you very soon. This is GJ and Marco. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it. 31 podcasts have voted. 1,798 points are up on the board, and the results are very clear. In our top 10, we've got France with 66 points, Poland 68 points in 9th place, Czechia in 8th with 69, Germany in 7th place with 79, then a big jump to 95 points for the Netherlands, who are in 6th place. And then we've got another jump to our top 5. Austria takes 5th place with 123. Just ahead of them in 4th place is Malta with 125. And then our top 3, not surprising, these haven't changed for the last several juries. Albania with the bronze medal, 3rd place, 144 points. Finland taking silver, 178 points, very impressive. But it's Kai and Sweden who end up in 1st place with 231 points. And just take a second, if you've got a drink, raise your glass, spare a thought for the bottom countries there. We had 6 countries, despite 31 podcasts voting, that got null points, and they are Armenia, Croatia, Cyprus, Georgia, Serbia, and Slovenia. I don't think any of those are going to get 0 points in Basel. They just didn't impress any of our podcast community this year.
A huge thank you to all the podcasts who have participated, in particular to the 13 new podcasts we got to meet this year and who made their first appearance as part of the Europod jury. And let's hope we will be back next year with all of them and with even more podcasts.
And to all of you listening to all your favorite Eurovision podcasts, if you know a podcast that should have participated, tag them in the comments so we don't forget about them and we include them next year in our 3rd edition of Europod Jury.
So guys, we've just finished doing all of our reviews. We've looked at all the songs. We've interviewed a lot of the contestants this year. So looking at our scoreboard now that it's over, does anything stand out? Do you think any country did better than you maybe thought, or worse than you might have thought? Or do things look how they should probably be in Basel?
I think for me, I'm so proud of Albania with this amazing result. I really hope this is what they will get in Basel. And also Malta is a really good positive surprise. You know, Malta getting such a good result after so many less successful entries would be huge. I'm really proud of them. And of course, we do have a Sweden-Finland battle again, like in 2023.
No, for me, the biggest surprise is to see Germany so high on the left side of the scoreboard. This is my personal surprise. And I hope that they are aiming for a good result. I'm sure they are. But nonetheless, I think we're in for this amazing 2025 edition. And we're going to see a lot of them just rocking up the stage in just a few days of time now.
I know, and I'm really hopeful that Denmark can do as good, if not better, in Basel than they did with our vote here. And interesting, some of the fan favorites, like Norway and Estonia, not doing as well as perhaps some people might have thought they would. And Italy did quite poorly on our board too, but I think in Basel on the Saturday night, we'll see Italy much higher up in the real Eurovision than they did with our voting. But we won't have too long to wait now, less than 2 weeks.
Finally, we want to thank everyone for following along. We hope you enjoyed our tour around the world to get all the points. Be sure to follow at Building Bridges Pod across social media to stay up to date on our projects and interviews. We'll also post all the data and some interesting facts about the Europod jury's vote very soon on our website, which is buildingbridgespod.com. And our next stop for us is Basel. And now we're gonna start packing.
We definitely should.